Yes, indeed. You know, that is something that I can testify for sure. I know if God did it before, he can and he will do it again, because that is simply the kind of God we serve. Amen to that. That's my boy Ty Trippett hanging out here with us on a terrific Tuesday. I am your angel of inspiration, and I am here with you because I really want to address what everybody is talking about in the news. And not just because it's happening in the news, it's something that should be talked about on a regular basis, something that we don't talk about. Now, with the whole Ray Rice thing, you know, he's been released from the Baltimore Ravens for that domestic violence video that was obtained and released by TMZ on Monday. Now, in addition, the NFL has suspended Rice indefinitely. Rice was seen punching and knocking out cold his then fiance, now wife, in an elevator back in February. I couldn't think of a better sister to call on who has taken her life experiences and turned it into a campaign to help other women. Many of you know her. All of you know her voice. I want y'all to help me welcome to the show, Moshe Lorraine.
Hey, what's up, CC?
Girl, it is so good to have you here. How are you?
Oh, gosh. I am so amazingly blessed.
And you look so beautiful.
I'm feeling so good.
She's just glowing in here. Look at her. That's what I like to see.
Yes.
I know, you know, this is just, we've been saying we're going to get together. It's just bad that we have to get together on something like this. But because you are a domestic violence survivor, because you know what it's like to be in those shoes, I cannot say that. So I'm not going to judge and say how a person should feel, how a person should lead, even though that's in my head. But first of all, when the NFL saw the little piece of the video we saw a few weeks ago, and they gave him a 2-game suspension, how did that make you feel?
I felt like it was a slap in the face. It really was a slap in the face to anybody who survived domestic violence or currently going through domestic violence. And it sends the wrong message, you know, because purely based off of what you did see and his own account of what had happened, that was enough to impose the consequence that they just imposed back in February.
Absolutely.
And for them to, but let's put it all in perspective here, because it is, unfortunately, what they've placed the value on is his position in the franchise. And because he's such a star player, if we can sweep it under the rug and allow it to stay there, why not do that? Because the responsibility of allowing it to, of doing what you know you should do, would put it on a bigger platform. Bring more eyes to it, and it takes away from your ultimate mission, which is what?
You want to win. It's about
you want to win.
It's all about
that. It's about a win. But what about the win of the souls of these men?
Oh, girl, you said a word. And that's what disturbed me most. When I was watching the press conference from the Ravens coach, you know, he made his comments, you know, yes, we have released him, but the way that he said it, you know, then at the end, kind of, you know, they were talking about who's going to take his place. That's when the whole game face came in. And then this one reporter said, you know what? I wish he would have been human. I wish he would have said things like, you know what? This is some serious stuff. While, you know, we know what he did was wrong, we wish we would have acted before, and we hope that he gets some help. There was nothing like that.
It was all mechanical.
It was mechanical. Yeah. But then when it came for you to answer the questions about what's next, oh, you were just smiling at a time like this. Oh, you know, I was hot. I was hot.
Because it was all rehearsed.
It was.
It was all rehearsed.
I wanted to see the sincerity in the heart. Don't just let them go because we know.
Right.
We want to know, like, for instance, the employee that gave TMZ the video said that he showed the entire thing to the NFL. They say they didn't get it, but that's he say, she say, so we cannot get into that. So you mean to tell me that if TMZ can get, the police could not have gone to get that? And my other question, when we saw the last part of the video at first, that's still assault. Now, if I did that to you, I would be arrested, correct?
Immediately.
You, even if you didn't press charges, I would still be arrested, right? But because of the NFL, he got a 2-game suspension.
Exactly. Okay. How does? But my thing is, is you've got to know that even if you saw that video, you got to know that there was a beginning to that video and there was an ending to that video. If you were only privy to the 15 seconds or whatever it was that we were privy to, and why wouldn't you proactively request to see the video? So I think that that's just, it was a big cover up.
Okay.
And it's a it's fortunate in the sense that now technology has advanced so much that Big Brother's watching at all times.
Because
had it not been for us, the public, being able to see that video, you and I wouldn't be having this conversation
today. I do believe it was a cover up, and I think it's really, really sad. But the part that actually made me cry yesterday was when they replayed the press conference. conference when Janae went out there mm-hmm. with Ray, and she had the bottled water. Mm-hmm. And she said that, I'm going to try not to cry because it just broke my heart. She said that she owned her part, her role in this. So yeah. My thing is, no matter what you do, mm-hmm. does anyone deserve to be punched like that? Knocked out cold, dragged like an animal, mm-hmm. kicked, left there in the floor cold by your fiance?
Not at all. But it's a but again, when you talk about domestic violence, you are talking about the action that took place between two people.
Yeah.
But you're talking about two individual people mm-hmm. who are very, very hurt.
Yeah.
And from a female's perspective, you have somehow told yourself that that is what you're worth. You have somehow told yourself over the years through experiences and the lack of guidance growing up, you've told yourself that you're not worthy of healthy love. Mm-hmm. And so based off of what I don't know about her, but circumstantial alone, I know that she's an insecure woman. I know that she is yearning for something mm-hmm. that she's looking for on the outside mm-hmm. that she first needs to find on the inside. And I also know that he, and this is where I, as a survivor, have compassion for men. Mm-hmm. I know that he's hurt too.
Yes.
Hurt people hurt people.
Yes.
And I think that much emphasis as we put on how do we heal women, how do we get them to feel more secure about themselves and love themselves enough to not be victims of domestic violence. But I think at the same time, we need to be asking the question is, how did he get there?
Yeah.
Because if we're not healing each other, at the same time, in the same journey, then
absolutely.
We're only fixing half of the equation. Mm-hmm. And so I do think that, you know, over the course of time, you know, I don't know what the NFL is going to do, because here's something that I found out too. NFL, them imposing the indefinite suspension, they can change their mind. They can change. It's not like the
That's
U.S. justice system, right, where if you're convicted or if you're not convicted, you can't be tried the same thing again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not the same. They kind of make their own rules. So right now, while the media attention is on this story, while it's still headline news, of course, you've got to, in the face of the adversity, you've got
to
do the right thing.
You have to.
Now, let's see what happens in the weeks, months, years to come as to how or if they allow him to be reinstated. You know, that's where the real test comes in. And I think right now, I just want to put a call out there to all of my DV advocates and people who fight every day to advocate this cause and to prevent it. Women Against Abuse, Lutheran Home, Conseco, the board that I sit on for Pennsylvania Coalition Against Domestic Violence, Women in Transition. I think right now is the time that we need to be picking up the phone, calling the Eagles, the Phillies, the 76ers, the Pittsburgh Steelers,
everybody.
Professional team within our state, because
mm-hmm.
we got to start at home,
absolutely.
Within our state, and leaning on them to say, what are you doing? What are you doing to align yourself to show them that you have a zero tolerance
mm-hmm.
for domestic violence? And so this is now really a big moment for us as lobbyists and as advocates to really put some pressure on our local, our local sports teams and so forth, so that they can get involved on a local level.
Absolutely. Now, what I'm going to do is pay some bills. I'm going to come back, and I want to ask you, I want to get in your head. I want to take you back to those moments when you were in her shoes, because I want to know, why did you stay? Why did you allow it? And I want you to respond to something that she posted on her Instagram yesterday that really gave us more insight on where she is head-wise, because it came from her.
Mm-hmm.
That was definitely her Instagram. So I'm going to pay some bills, come back, and we'll talk more. I am speaking with Moshe Loren. Please call somebody, tell somebody, tweet somebody, Facebook them. We're having some real talk about domestic violence in light of the whole Ray Rice incident, which is still very chilling, it's sad. We're not here to judge. We are here to provide resources. We are here to help. We are here to encourage. So make sure that you make that clear, mm-hmm. and we will be back right after this.
TV One's R&B Divas.